Hi, good day. My name is Demi Dyer. I'm your host in the Emotional Circle of Intelligence, and I would like to welcome you to yet another episode in this circle. Well, going without mention that I would like to appreciate everyone for the support over the past weeks. The coming back has been, or rather the comeback has been fun. Yeah, let's put it like that. I did about 2 episodes already, and the responses have been amazing. And I want to thank you guys so much for being such intentional audience, and for everyone who shared, and for the positive comments. It's such an encouragement. Like, you guys are far too kind. Well, without further ado, I'd like to welcome you all again to another episode in the Emotional Circle of Intelligence. And over the past weeks, we've talked about Master from Home, how emotional intelligence affects our backgrounds, and just very recently we talked about toxic masculinity. Today I'll be talking about something everybody can relate with at one point or another. I saw it somewhere while seeing a movie some weeks back, and I felt like, damn, I should talk to my audience about this. Because at one point or another, we all have suffered from it, or some people are still suffering from it, or some people have ended up in horrible relationships because of it. So at one point or another, especially in this side of the planet, well, I wouldn't say only this side of the planet, persons in other parts of the globe can relate with the subject of abandonment. So yes, we're talking on the fear of abandonment. I figured that at one point or another in our lives, we've got fears of being abandoned, all right? We've got this constant nagging feeling that this new relationship won't last because you may be abandoned, or because your partner would leave you, or because, you know, so many becauses, so many what ifs. I wouldn't want to just treat the symptom without finding the root cause. Then let's lay background quickly. Now, abandonment is a type of anxiety. It's not a medical condition, quite terrible. So there is no hospital you go to and then they'll put injection in your bum bum or chuck your veins and draw some blood, and they run some laboratory tests and tell you that, damn, you got some abandonment running through your veins, bro. No, that's not gonna happen. But classification wise it's treated as a type of anxiety, you know, a fear of being abandoned or losing a loved one, the fear of being left alone, the fear of being abandoned. You know, you see a lot of people who do certain things, and then when you probe, you hear things like, I thought you would leave me. I thought you were going to abandon me. I didn't want to lose you, you know. And it's crazy because it's very undermining. Now, fear of abandonment is equivalent to emotional abandonment, and it occurs as a result of emotional neglect. See, the truth is, we all have some level of emotional needs. You know, they tell you scientifically that an average human being needs a minimum of 8 hugs per day. Like, 8 hugs gives a lot of reassurance, gives a lot of boost your self-confidence, boost your... Now, it doesn't mean you have low self-esteem. Don't forget that we're coming from the angle of, we are all relational beings, right? Interdependent beings who are meant to support one another, not just being an island, okay? Being we all have emotional needs. And when these needs are not met, you tend to feel neglected, you tend to feel abandoned. And people end up putting up a defensive stance because they don't want to feel abandoned. Okay, there's so much to talk about. I don't know, if we're unable to finish up this week, we might just push it to the following week, but let's see how far we can go. Now, abandonment is prevalent among children. If you're taking cue from the Mr. From Home episode, a lot of children never really felt the love of parents. And I'm not saying about things not being provided, I'm not saying about school fees not being paid. I'm talking of their emotional presence being there. Alright? Now, some of these kids possibly lost their parents, or lost a parent to death or divorce or separation. And while for some, the parents wasn't there for them, so to speak, you know, there is no conversation, no relationship, so to speak. It's typically daddy welcome, mommy welcome, and what have you. And I love how some parents are trying to change the narrative. Do you understand? So I know we can't just keep saying some parents are really working hard to change the narrative, and it's understandable when you have to go out there and try to make ends meet, and then you still have to also pay attention to your kids. Now, in kids, for instance, abandonment occurs when parents suppress their children's emotions. They stiffen them up. You know, you hear things like man up, you hear things like shut up, you hear things like don't cry, you hear things like that, don't do that, you know, why are you crying? In the bid to help their kids not to portray weakness, they end up stiffening their emotions or stiffening their ability to express themselves, and eventually just have a bunch of human beings or kids, young teenagers, young adults who have so much emotions suppressed in them. Eventually they don't get to express it, because my daddy said when I do that, it shows that I'm weak. Or my mommy said when I say that, it shows that I'm dependent. Understand? Now, some hold their children to such a high standard. You know, if I'm to cite a personal instance there, you see children who go to school and make 8 A's out of 9, and then the father or the mother will treat them like, what happened to the person who made 10 A's? The 9 A's, what happened to the... You know... See, one of the best words you can hear from your parents is an assurance that... Or one of the best things you can tell your child is an assurance that it is not a good result that makes you proud of him or her. How do I say that and let it sink in? It is not the good result that makes you proud of your child. Okay, so we hear a lot of, you are dumb, you're an idiot, I'm wasting my money, and all of that. The standard is so high. You know, I was seeing a movie a while back, and it was quite an old movie though. Seeing the movie, and the father was so insistent on the child being able to win a gold medal. And if you're interested in the movie, it's called Fast Girls. So the father was so insistent on the child having a gold medal. You don't do certain things, you don't do certain things, you don't do certain things. And then eventually it boils down to, see, I'm not saying that you encourage mediocrity. I am saying that even when you raise a standard for your child, you should support the child along the way. And make sure that even at times when he falls short of it, you still love him and you can only push him further. Not being totally inconsiderate. Yeah, inconsiderate seems to be a fair word. All right, so moving on. Some parents ridicule their children, and this could lead to abandonment issues. All right, you hear you. You don't say demeaning words to your child. No, it's not cool. No, there's no justification for saying things like you're an idiot, you're stupid, you never amount to anything, you your dollar. No, it's damaging, all right? And then just don't talk down on your child, okay? And some go on to compare their children. You even compare them with other children, and you hear things like, is XYZ not your age mate? Is your brother not this? Is your brother not that? And I've seen that can cause a lot of abandonment issue, because it shows that you have preferences. Okay? Let's not overflog that. Then some parents don't listen to their children. Don't forget, we are looking at things that result in abandonment issues in children. Okay? Don't forget also that when a child feels abandoned, there is every possibility that he would have emotional issues and grow up into an abandoned adult who is depressed, who is feeling unable to fit into the society. Okay? Now, some parents don't listen to their children. They just, there's nothing to say. There's nothing to say. You know, it's all about what's not said. Okay? Mostly, is you're trying to express it and yet it's like, shut up, I'm talking. Okay? And eventually, you're not listening. Alright? Now, there's a lot of transfer of aggression. And it's sad because, and it's understand, it's not, I wouldn't say it's understandable, but when you go out and then you try to, I see that a lot of our parents go through a lot trying to make ends meet, especially this whole adulting thing, guy. They weren't very forthcoming with the memo, because bills and everything. So it's easy to get back home and then your child wants to have a conversation like, shut up! It's not cool. It's not cool. And then the child just recalls into a shell and, or a shell, and it's when you don't, my daddy doesn't love me, my mama doesn't love me. But of course you do. So then there is abuse, domestic abuse. That's a topic for another day, but it's one of the things that can result in abandonment. Alright? Now, in adults, a loss of a partner can result in abandonment too. Same way loss of parents can result in abandonment. Now, this loss of partner could come in form of divorce, could come in form of separation, could come in form of death, God forbid, could come in form of betrayal of loyalty, could come in form of abuse too, you understand? Domestic violence and all that. And then, of course, heartbreak. See, that's why some people don't recover from their first love. It's crazy, right? And then some people end up having serious mental issues, serious trust issues, because somebody they genuinely cared about, gave their heart to, carried your heart. I went to look for mortar and pestle, and pounded it, and gave them the pieces. I moved on with zero feelings. So, now ask yourself, do you have a fear of abandonment? Yes, I know I just spoke about the causes, but let me help you answer that question. You see, these are some of the symptoms, all right? Especially in relationships. And when I say relationships, it's not just in love relationship right now, in relationship at work and whatnot. Okay? So you people who have abandonment issues, they end up becoming people pleasers. You know, there is nothing you say that is wrong, because they just want to be in that circle. They want to feel among, they want to feel like they're part of something. So they do everything to be in everybody's good books. They end up not standing up for themselves. It's a major symptom of abandonment. Now there is a feelings of insecurity. Feelings of insecurity. You hear things like insecurity is a topic on its own, actually. It's a very long one. But when somebody feels insecure, you know, everything you say gets done. Quite alright. And that's just another symptom of being abandoned. They don't want to be abandoned, alright? Nobody wants to be abandoned because that shit is crazy, man. It hurts. It hurts. Alright? Moving on, and then they end up doing too much. For instance, if they're in a relationship, they end up doing so much. Okay, and I think after this, I'm going to mention just one, then we'll stop here. And then we'll continue in the next episode because we've come quite a while. So they end up doing too much. You see, like, you feel like these ones are, they are doing so much to impress. Understand? Say they're in a relationship, they are making so much effort, so much this, so much that. You say something wrong, and then because they are genuinely seeing this one as, I don't want this to go through, and it shouldn't be. Like I said earlier, the fear of abandonment, it's a shipwreck. All right, it's a deal breaker for some relationships. By the time we're done analyzing the next episode, you'll find out that relationship that didn't work is because their partner was scared of being abandoned, and then you ended up abandoning him or her. Well, maybe not entirely your fault, but I do hope that by the end of this, there's two episodes, we'll learn to help these people better, and then those of us suffering from fear of abandonment will also learn to reach out and ask for help. Alright, so we're gonna stop here for this episode, and I'll continue in the next, just so that we can wrap it up. But I do hope that when we're done, we'll be better persons, better masters of our emotions, and would have learned one or two things. So thank you once again for staying with me in the Emotional Circle of Intelligence. See you next time. Please don't forget to like, don't forget to subscribe, to listen, to share, and tap on that message button and send me what you think via VM. I'll be here to listen, and I'm definitely gonna give you a shout out. So thank you once again for being with me, for staying with me. I hope to see you next time. And in whatever you do while you go out there, please ensure that you stay safe.